Unrest in Haiti and Chad forces the evacuation of missionaries. Hope Givers' first ever medical missions trip to Haiti is a success. And deadlines draw near for believers to work in the former Soviet Union. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Mission Aviation Fellowship is on high alert as fighting has resumed in Sudan and rebel offensives continue in Chad. President of MAF Kevin Swanson says Chad is a major concern for their base in the capital.
The rebel activity has actually been moving closer and closer to the capital, to the point where a lot of mission organizations, MAF included, have decided that it is time to evacuate their staff, get them out of harm's way.
Swanson says while MAF doesn't have a base in Sudan, it does service the country. Renewed fighting is forcing them to take action.
This military clash has escalated to the point where it's become dangerous for civilians, dangerous for foreign workers as well. So some of the people that we serve there that depend on MAF for their transportation services have made the decision to evacuate.
Prayer and financial support is needed. Pray for safety that the violence will end. Next, Hope Givers International's first ever Haiti medical missions team returned home a fire with success of their recent trip. Hope Givers' Robbie Brumberg says their team served at a children's home in Wanamit, not far from the Dominican Republic border. First, their function.
They brought all kinds of things for blood pressure to antibiotics, and they ended up setting up a little mini clinic there, and they trained the orphanage staff on how to administer each medicine to each specific child according to his or her ailment.
Secondly, their purpose was to help a partner, Pastor Willio Joseph, who leads a church and runs a school and an orphanage there.
Pastor Willio is very passionate about saving children, but also he wants to see each one come to know our Lord, you know, personal relationship with him. So that is his main focus, that's his main drive, and that's what he does every day.
This first trip laid the groundwork for year-round partnerships in Haiti. Another team slated to arrive December 19th. If you'd like to help, go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. While it's called Farms International, that's not really their main focus anymore, says its president, Joe Richter. Now they focus on providing small, low-interest loans to poor Christian families overseas, mostly in Creative Access nations. There's a reason why they only offer these loans to Christian families.
Part of our program requires that individual families tithe to their local church. We feel that the church is God's plan to bless that local community, whether it be evangelism or compassion ministries to that community.
Richter says the program is working.
As they give to their church, they become very creative in their outreach of evangelism, and we've seen in several instances where they have done cross-border evangelism into neighboring countries that are even more hostile than the ones they're in.
$30 a month can help a family. Go to our website. Part two in our series tomorrow. And Global Aid Network or GAIN USA's Tim Burns says deadlines are drawing near for their Kazakhstan and Belarus trips. Despite scattered reports of harassment, Burns says they go in to support partners already on the ground.
They are the ones that set up the contacts with the orphanages, and they're the ones that set up the contacts with the different schools that we're able to go in and minister to, and then that helps them, of course, with their ongoing ministry because they've just got a shot in the arm, as it were, of humanitarian aid and people to come along and support them, and it helps them in the eyes of their community.
Burns says they're looking for more people to be part of these trips. Both take place in areas struggling to come out from under the shadow of the Soviet bloc. The trips will be hands-on.
People are handing out the gifts to these kids. We're taking things into these facilities. We are personally sharing the gospel with everybody that we come in contact with, every site that we go to.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, MNN will make available the CD, Christmas, Let the Earth Rejoice, featuring Larnell Harris and others that will keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. Keep it or give it to a friend. Get your CD at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.